Thank you so much, Sally, for your reading tonight on kindness. As somebody else said, it is one of the qualities that we all need expressed so much now. Thank you, Jeremy, for putting on the carousel of the church's website every year the almost one-hour expose about the spirituals by Joe Carter. The slaves believed in a supreme deity, and the songs were really a yearning to be free. Today, it seems like mankind, people everywhere, are in bondage. As Mrs. Eddy said, that a greater slavery is at hand. From our own beliefs, our own false beliefs in sin, sickness, and death. I love her reassurance that through faith in God, trust in truth, the strong deliverer, we too, through Christian Science, will know and acknowledge the rights of man and be free. Through the study of Christian Science, I found what God really means. And from that, I found who I am and who everyone else is. I can't be grateful enough for it because it has changed my life. I'm also very grateful for the models of excellence that Linda and Shardell put together, the piece they did particularly on Martin Luther King, the part of it echoing his will that the time for this freedom, the freedom that I'm sure Mrs. Eddy was talking about, will come. And I love the spiritual that speaks to this freedom, where Mr. Martin Luther King said that we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men, white men, Jews, Gentiles, Protestants, Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are all free at last. I thank God, Christ Jesus, Mary Baker Eddy, and thanks to all who in their own special way are bringing their fellow man to the Christ way of living. I am so grateful to be here tonight. Thanks everyone for all the testimonies and surely for the hymns as well as the readings. Happy to be here. Thank you.